Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to check in here. Our friend Tony Danza is on the line. Tony?
Good morning. Good morning.
Did you stay up and watch any of that game last night?
I saw the highlights this morning.
Yeah.
I saw the highlights.
What time did you get up?
I don't know what the heck I... What was I doing last night? I've been up. Yeah, I got up early because I knew you were going to call. So, you know, I had to prepare.
You didn't sound like you prepared much. You sound like you're beast. Basically,
sounds great.
Just
I like
rolled
voice.
Out of bed a minute
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I like the voice.
Well, Scott, you know, not everybody has to get up this early. You know, you're used to it.
Yeah, I am. As a matter of fact, they're gonna like this. Coming to work this morning, for the first time I noticed they got a huge billboard with your mug on it right around the corner from the radio station.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, like that. The big Netflix billboard for the good cop.
Not bad. Yeah, no, I'm really excited about the show, Scott. I really am. You know, it's written by the guy who created and wrote Monk, Andy Breckman. He's a, you know, sort of
great
an iconic
show,
comedy person.
Yeah.
You know, he wrote from Saturday Night Live and David Letterman and so on. And so, you know, it was really, it was the most fun I've had acting since Who's the Boss?
You know, it's funny.
It was a picnic.
I get the feeling that you did, you know, people first found out about you during Taxi, I believe, and then Who's the Boss. But I get the feeling if you wanted to work and do television, it's kind of a snap for you because you have a reputation of being easy to get along with, and you can do just about any part. There's always room for Tony Danza in a show, right?
Well, you know, from your mouth, I'll take that. but in reality, Scott, you know, I'm celebrating. You know, this year is the 40th anniversary of Taxi.
Wow!
And so I started on TV when there were three networks and the TV went off at midnight, and now I'm on a streaming service.
Yeah.
So
it's come a long way.
Pretty good.
Yeah, come along.
I'm figuring out doing okay. How about that stuff?
I would say you're a survivor. There's no doubt about it. You remember the last time we sat and talked?
Was it at the Feast? When was it?
The last time we were sitting, we both were at the bar. I was waiting for an Uber, and we were at Patsy's.
Oh, that. Yes, of course. You're right. I was going back to when, you know, the Feast, of course, you know, right away. I think of that.
No, it's a funny...
Funny
thing, you were telling me a story about you used to be able to run around town and nobody would bother you, just say hi, Tony, and now they stop you for the selfies all the time.
Well, you know, everybody's got a camera, so it becomes, I average around four a day.
That's okay.
You keep track, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
That's not too bad, no, it used to be worse, so it's, you know, my recognition quotient has gone way up. You know, like if I walk into a restaurant and the person at the front is a young kid, I could have a problem getting a table. Well, over 27, I'm in. You know, maybe 28, something like that.
You do a lot of thinking. Problem. We're talking to Tony Danza. You do a lot of thinking about things, don't you, Tony?
Too much.
Well, I got to tell you one thing. You're not one of those people who looks different. You look exactly the same, basically, as you did when you were doing Taxi.
You better check your glasses.
As my
uncle would say, a lot of water under the bridge.
Now, you tell us you're also doing some music. You've always been into music.
He plays the ukulele.
Yeah.
Very talented.
Yeah, I know that, you know, I'm leaving tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow. Yeah, I leave tomorrow for St. Joseph, Missouri.
Wow.
Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and St. Charles, Illinois.
Look at your glittering life.
A little Midwest tour.
I would imagine that your selfie rate's going to go up there from 4 a day to like 18 a day, something like that.
But he's also
worrying me about this. I think the show is going to help. You know. By the way, there's two times you want to be a celebrity, and that is a restaurant and a hospital. So this is going to help. This is going to help me in both of those instances.
You're not just doing a Midwest tour. You're going to be here at the St. George Theater in Staten Island in early October, right?
Yeah, I'm in Richmond, Connecticut. I'm in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Look at you.
I'm in Staten Island. Yeah, you know, I'm really having a lot of fun going around doing the show. It's I got a terrific band. I got one of the great piano player, music directors, a guy John Otto, who played with Rosemary Clooney with me, and you know what? If you do something long enough, eventually you figure it out. And I think I figured it out. You know, it's over 20 years of running around. You get a chance to sing. Like this week, I'm singing and performing at three beautiful, old theaters that have been restored, these performing arts centers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful when you get to do that. But then there's times when you're learning that you're singing a ballad as the roller coaster goes by. And, you know, those are the kind of situations you find yourself in. But that's the only way you can really learn how to do this.
Well, you learned how to do it. He does the standards, if you're wondering what music he does. And
mm-hmm.
he tells stories in between about your life and about the experiences you've had in television and other places. Right?
Yeah, just some personal and some professional stories. I throw in some tap dancing, and as Patty said, I get out my secret weapon,
the ukulele.
My ukulele.
When a roller coaster goes by, you get the ukulele out, right?
You know, let me tell you what I've done, Scott. You know, not anybody can play the ukulele, but not everybody can adapt the American songbook
to the ukulele. That's true.
So, in other words, instead of doing 5'2" Eyes of Blue, what I'm doing is, guess I'll hang my tears out. And you go to my head. You know those kind of songs on the ukulele.
That's funny.
It's so much fun.
I love it.
All right, a couple plugs here. The Netflix series The Good Cop premieres September 21st. And Tony's going to
be... By the way, my guest star on that show is the great Josh Groban.
Oh, I love Josh Groban.
Now you got Patty going.
Yeah, I'm a freak for him. Yeah.
Patty, let me explain something to you, though.
Yeah.
On this show, right? On this show, I'll give you a minute, a real quick story. He's doing a scene. He's chasing a murderer, you know, because it's a murder mystery every week with comedy.
Right.
So he's chasing the suspect through the kitchen of this hotel. He runs into a waiter. The waiter throws his tray up in the air. It's a knockdown, drag-out fight. They did it with the stuntman. I said, wow, that looks so real. And the guy looks like Josh. That's amazing. Then they said, bring Josh in. Josh comes in, and he does it better than the stuntman.
Wow.
And on the show, he does no singing. I do all the singing. I sang the theme song.
What a good cop.
So I called my friend Bobby Gavinelli. I said, Bobby, you got to see this kid. He's unbelievable the way he was fighting. And he says to me, my friend, Tony, you realize you're on a show with Josh Groban, he's fighting and you're singing?
Here's Tony Danza. Don't forget his show, Standards and Stories, October the 7th. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
St. George Theater, yep.
Staten Island. Thank you, Tony. Go back to sleep.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Tony Danza on The Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.